USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The bipartisan infrastructure bill has passed a key hurdle in the Senate, clearing the way for a final vote. The chamber voted 67-27 Saturday to invoke cloture, ending debate on the $1.2 trillion spending package and allowing for a final vote on Monday or even sooner. A scheduled recess had been delayed by Majority Leader Chuck Schumer to try to get work done on this measure and a much larger budget resolution. The Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act will need several more votes before it's approved and sent to the House, and it would provide more than $500 billion in new spending for roads, bridges, broadband expansion, drinking water projects, and more. And the U.S. women's basketball team captured gold in Tokyo, beating Japan in the finals 90-75. Brittany Griner led the squad with 30 points on 14 of 18 shooting. The win gives the team its 7th consecutive gold medal and 9th in the last 10 Olympics. Sue Bird and Diana Taurasi won their 5th gold medals, the first international basketball players to achieve that feat. This is USA Radio News.
Here's the message Fox News doesn't want you to hear.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
When you go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.